Frazier will inbound near side right in front of us. 19 on the shot clock, 51 to go in the ball game. 53-51, Fordham on top of Harvard. Right back for Frazier, right wing, 12 on the shot clock, working on Rivard. He drives right baseline, he's going to get it out. Extra pass, left corner, a three, Smith, he got it! 56-51, Fordham on top. Harvard looking to fast break, 33 on the clock. Right wing Casey, he gets it inside, right block, right. Back out, extra pass, Curry, a three, too strong. They fight for the rebound, and Fordham has it. Smith is fouled. Fordham on top, 56-51. 24 seconds to go in this ball game. Fordham just 24 seconds away from upsetting 22nd-ranked Harvard. 46-37, LaSalle. 17-42 to go in the second. Duren right to left. Man-to-man D for the Rams. They haven't gone zone at all in this game. Right wing Galloway. McMillan out on him. He works left. Free throw line pull-up. Too short. Bristol fights for the board and rips it away from right in the lane. Good job by Kervin.
Pure strength. He didn't have position, but just takes the ball away from him.
Up top, McMillan. Gets inside, lost the ball. It's on the floor, left block. McMillan gets it somehow to Frazier as he was on the deck. Frazier on the left wing being hounded by Duren. 18 on the clock. Frazier for Bristol, right elbow. Got it. Kervin's hit two jumpers in his game. It's 46-39 with Sal, and even 17 on the clock in the second. Big possession here. Left wing, it's Galloway. Works right. Right corner, Pettis. He was open. Shot fake. Right elbow, pull up. Got it. Good answer from Pettis. It's 48-39 LaSalle. 16:44 to go in the second. McMillan left to right. Man-to-man D from LaSalle. Crosses over now for Gaston between the circles. Frazier left wing. Duren on him. Frazier drives left. To the hoop. Leaves it for Bristol, who slams it. An alley-oop for Bristol. It's 48-41 LaSalle, 16:24 to go in the second.
Bristol's going to get the glory, but a great job from Frazier there and a great little give to Bristol for the dunk.
Kervin's second alley-oop today. Up top, Galloway. Right wing for Pettis, 20 on the clock, a three. Going to rim out as Duren missed it. Rebound for the Rams and Brian Smith. Right wing for Frazier. Tried to feed Gaston, but it's stolen. Up ahead, Galloway. One-on-one with McMillan, and he slammed it with one hand. Big finish by Galloway as McMillan tried to get back on D. 50-41 was Sal. 15:50 to go in the second.
I know he's uncontested, but that authority of that dunk showed you just how strong and how fast Galloway is.
Galloway, a great three-point shooter. You don't figure he could rise up like that. Up top, Bristol. Hands off for Frazier near side. Frazier between the circles, working on Duren. 14 on the shot clock. Left wing Smith. Nearly lost the ball. Now did lose it out of bounds. And Chris Gaston just let out a yell when that happened as the freshman lost the ball. He's done that a few times in this game. And with 15:29 to go in the second, we're headed to a media timeout with LaSalle on top of Fordham. 50-41. And we'll send it back to the studio for an update with Matt Sinise. Back here inside the Rose Hill gym, Ricky Sobrano alongside Kevin Price. LaSalle on top of Fordham, 50-41, with 15:29 to go in the second. And Kevin, after that last Fordham turnover, we've all talked about Chris Gaston's need to be a leader on this team. Don't think he was showing that leadership right there.
No, and this is a kid that says he wants to be a leader of this team, Ricky. He's almost 23 years old. He's the oldest player on this team. He's obviously the best player on this team. But here's someone who's been suspended for a game and was tossed out early and won, and then twice has been held back from starting due to violating team rules. He needs to show that he is there as a leader for these young freshmen, not showing such obvious frustration when they make mistakes. Obviously unacceptable from Smith there, but Gaston needs to handle that much better.
Exactly right. It's Duren right to left. He's at the logo. Sal on top, 50-41. Backdoor for Pettis, and he lays it in. Pettis got lost in the shuffle down low, and it's 52-41 with Sal, 15:10 to go in the second. Samuel up top, he's just checked in. Handoff for Frazier, another handoff, Smith left wing. He backs out for Samuel right wing, 22 on the clock, man-to-man D from LaSalle. Samuel shouting out instructions to Frazier. He tries to cross over on Pettis, picks up his dribble, skip past Smith left wing. He works right up top, crosses over on Mills. Tries to get inside, forces it up, won't go from the left wing in 12. Gaston, the offensive board, lost it now. Samuel has it out, won't go. Tipped in, Duren has it for LaSalle. Three on three, Duren. And it was stripped by Samuel as he tried to leave it for Mills. Up ahead for Gaston, and he slams it with two hands. Breakaway dunk for Gaston. 52-43 LaSalle, 14:28 to go in the second.
Ricky, that offensive rebound gave him the double-double for the game. All 10 of those rebounds on offense.
The odds of that are astronomical. That is his 52nd career double-double. Up top, Durant. Left wing for Wright. 22 on the clock. Chance of defense. Left wing, Mills. Smith on him. Man-to-man D from the Rams. Feeds White. Left block. Back to the basket. He's doubled. Left wing, Mills a three. Off right. Tipped underneath. And Smith has it for the Rams in the left corner. Here's Samuel. Left to right in a hurry. Right corner, Frazier. Wide open. Got it. A three from Frazier. It's a six-point game. 52-46 and a timeout taken by LaSalle. 13:50 to go in the second half.
And Ricky, those are the kind of three-point shots you want to see. Samuel drives, gets penetration, is able to find Frazier alone in the corner. That's the right type of shot selection. The Rams return home to the Rose Hill Gym for the final time this season on Saturday, March 3rd, when they welcome the Temple Owls. Game time is set for 4. For information on these games, individual or group ticket plans, please call the ticket office at 855-RAM-TIX. That's 855-RAM-TIX, or go to FordhamSports.com and click on the tickets link. That's Temple on Saturday the 3rd at 4 for senior night. Fordham Rams basketball at the Rose Hill Gym.
52-46 with LaSalle, 13:50 to go in the second half as the Rams are within 6 after being down 11 at the half. They're working their way back in as they try to snap this 6-game losing streak and keep their hopes of making the A-10 tournament alive. Rams shooting much better here in the second as they're back to about 42% as a team. Hit their threes as well, most notably Frazier on that last one open in the corner.
And Ricky, we have to talk. We've seen the Rams fall away, go back into old habits at times in the first half, but overall they played a pretty good game here against a very good LaSalle Explorers team. They just at times have not been as disciplined as their opponent, and that's what helps a team move from the bottom of the conference and able to win those games on its home court that it should be, to be able to go in and steal an occasional road victory. And LaSalle's an example for Fordham, a team that's dwelled at the bottom of the A-10 for a long time, pulling itself up despite subpar facilities through athletic and disciplined play. The Rams have the athleticism, still need to find that discipline, need to find the rhythm, especially on the offensive end.
The Rams, of course, very young, as we all know, but this LaSalle team is fairly young as well, with of their starters, they have 2 sophomores, 1 freshman, and then a senior in Pettis and a junior in Galloway. Out of timeout, it's LaSalle ball. 5 for the Rams are Smith, Frazier, Samuel, Bristol, and Gaston.
And the Rams have found something since Samuel came in for McMillan a couple minutes ago. I expect him to get some serious run here.
Buckley gets White. Ball knocked out of his hands. Frazier has it. 3-on-1 for the Rams. If Frazier can have it, and he has it in the right corner, he nearly lost it when he tried to pick it up, but he did finally corral it. Right block for Gaston. Back to the basket, trying to back down White. Leaves it for Bristol, and he slammed it with 2 hands. Rams within 4. 52-48, 13:22 to go in the second.
That was incredible ball handling by Gaston, backing down the smaller Pettis, doing a very nice job there.
Durant up top, he's double. It's a left wing for Mills, right back for Durant up top. Gets in the lane, leaves it for White, and it's out of bounds for the ball. Durant trying to make something happen in traffic. It didn't happen there, and a turnover on the Explorers.
Ricky, you can hear the crowd getting back into this game. It was a very raucous crowd at the beginning, starting to get to LaSalle. Fordham needs to keep the momentum going to keep them in it.
52-48, LaSalle under 13 to go in the second. Samuel between the circles. Left wing, Gaston, ball fake. Tries to drive left. Cut off, puts it up. Good! From the left baseline at 14, Gaston has 25 to lead all scorers. A 2-point ball game. 52-50, LaSalle. 12:40 to go in the second. Right wing, it's Pettis, puts it up. Too short, a deep three. White with the offensive board, and he was fouled.
And Fordham lucky there. Pettis had a nice open look, just a tad bit short. That three really could have silenced this gym in a hurry.
He was open, but it was very deep. Galloway to inbound from the right of his own hoop. Crowd still excited. Left wing, Durant. Man-to-man D from the Rams. They haven't zoned at all in this game. Right wing, it's right. Ball fake. Elected not to give it to Durin. Now feeds White in the left block. Back to the basket on Gaston. Backing him in. Spin. Shot won't go. Right with the offensive board. And he was fouled before a shot attempt. Good foul as Wright did hit the follow.
And Ricky, there you were able to see why Chris Gaston hasn't been active on the defensive glass, covering the much smaller Pettis. He's been out on the perimeter a lot, out on the wing. He wasn't there to corral the rebound, got there late.
It's only the Rams' second foul. Now let's make that three, as Smith just fouled Durin, a blocking foul. Crowd not happy about it. That's Smith's third foul. He's the only Ram in foul trouble. Galloway inbounds from the near side. Gets it for Durin. Up top, it's Durin still with it. Smith out on him. Sal on top, 52-50. 12-10 to go in the second. Durin, left wing, nearly stripped from behind. Left block for White. Back to the basket, working on Gaston. Puts it on the floor, trying to get inside. Spins on Gaston, and he shuffled his feet. That's a travel. Second time White has done that as he's tried to work in the post. Eswick will come in for the Rams. Smith will take a seat. Rams can tie or take the lead here.
And Chris did a good job there, Ricky. Backing down but not giving Wright the room he wanted to work, forcing the travel.
Samuel left to right. Now under 12 to go in the second. LaSalle on top, 52-50. Left corner, a three. Frazier. Pure. Rams on top, 53-52. 11:44 to go in the second. Far side Galloway and a timeout call by Dr. John Giannini with 11:38 to go in the second. Fordham's on top of LaSalle, 53-52.
And that's when you know you have the momentum, Ricky. The LaSalle had a timeout coming at the under 12, but Coach Giannini sees, oh man, this game could get out of hand. Fordham's have the momentum and decides he needs to take it there immediately. Rams have really seized the energy here at Rose Hill.
Indeed they have. This place is alive. The Rams have their first lead since early in the first half. They're up 53-52, 11:38 to go in the second. They trailed by 11 at the half and have clawed their way all the way back in, now taking the lead as the backcourt has come alive. Frazier now has 11 points, 8 of those are in this half. Gaston leads all scorers with 25 and 10 boards.
And we talked about the need of the backcourt to get active scoring. Frazier up into double digits now at 11 as the crowd waving his giant head there in the student section.
Always get a kick out of those.
I love them.
Signs, yeah. They are funny. So a Sal ball out of the timeout. Tom McClure whispering in something in one of the officials' ears. Far side Galloway inbounds to Durin, who takes a step and is across the timeline right to left. Man-to-man D from the Rams. White up top, hands off for Pettis right wing. Drives left, inside, picks up his dribble. Wild pass back out, Mills has it, that was lucky. Right wing, Pettis back with it. Puts it up. Too short, it was a long two. Eswick with the board. Samuel in a hurry, left to right. Now will slow things down on the left wing, look to set up the offense. Samuel's done an excellent job running the offense today. He drives left, underneath the hoop, leaves it for Gaston off his hands. On the floor between the circles, Gaston has it, lost it, still on the floor. They're still fighting for it. Four people down there. And what's the call? They're going to say, well, Sal Ball, Chris Gaston, and Tom Pecora are living. Tom Pecora really divvying it to one of the officials.
Normally a very calm demeanor coach on the sideline, Rick. I don't know if I've ever seen Coach Pecora get that fired up right in an official's face. I'm still unsure what the call was.
And the boos are raining in here, but we're going to have a media timeout with 11:01 to go in the second. Fordham on top of LaSalle, 53-52, and we'll send it back to our Rose Hill studios.
This is Mike Breen. I love New York City basketball. And this season, Fordham is where it's happening. It's homegrown city kids playing for New York crowds. Hear it live on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org, or join us at the historic Rose Hill Gym. More information at FordhamSports.com. The Fordham Rams, college basketball, New York style.
Bring it back.
Back here inside the Rose Hill Gym. Fordham on top of the South, 53-52. 11:01 to go in the second. And there's discussion right now that the timeout we're in now is a media timeout. But LaSalle took a timeout. That's how they managed D to keep the ball on that scramble. If it was a jump ball, it would be for the ball.
And I think I saw every member of the Fordham coaching staff go toward the table at some point. And they have taken the timeout off the scoreboard for LaSalle, charged to them. They're left with just one left. Mm. And in a tight game here on the road for them, that could be critical, Ricky.
Indeed, it could. But for the time being, it works out in their benefit. It's LaSalle ball. Mills bringing the ball up court, right to left. Man-to-man D from the Rams. Fordham on top, 53-52, under 11 to go. Pettis through the hoop, blocked from behind by Bristol. Foul won't go either, but a foul. White got the follow, tried to stuff it, and he got hit. It's going to be the third on Bristol. That's something to watch. And now is the media timeout, as after being announced as a media timeout before the officials correct themselves. With 10:50 to go, Fordham on top, 53-52. We have a media timeout here, and White will be going to the line.